all the examples are Bharavara Wednesday by Spencer's. So every Wednesday they give a good discount on vegetables or on the fruits and vegetables. So probably that is one of the examples that's done by Spencer's. Subsistence Din by Big Bazaar, and also Kitchen Mela, Exchange Mela, Plastic Mela, Back to School, Cool Mela, Wheat Bharni, Watermelon Mela, Mango Fest, Cake Mixing Festival. Now some of these examples are Exchange Mela. So probably a customer can get old newspaper scrap, the newspapers, and normally they get 10 rupees at the local scrap shop. Probably Future Group or Big Bazaars give 30 rupees, that's just an example. So that's an Exchange Mela, they can give their old products, they get discount coupons or they get coupons worth that, and they do exchange. One more example of Exchange Mela is you can get your old pan, cooking pan or a tawa. You give it to them, they give some price back to you, and you can buy a new tawa or new frying pan. So that's example of Exchange Mela. Plastic Mela is again all plastic product available, or whichever brands are available are offering a discount or they are giving a freebie. So that's Plastic Mela. Back to School, so it's normally a time when after the summer vacations the school opens. So in back to school there are offers on the bags, there are offers on coloring pencils, pens, stationery, books, long books. So that all comes under back to school. Cool Mela is again depending upon whether it's the festival is depending upon the summers, or it's offering more of soft drinks or any liquid products, or maybe something is related to cool. Wheat Bharni is again, there are ladies, housewives who who store products. So when they do a wheat bharni, probably they would buy wheat for a year. So that's Wheat Bharni. And again, Watermelon Mela and Mango Fest are self-explanatory. So when there are mangoes in mango season, so they will do a pile, they will do a story, they will do a theme. The visual merchandise and marketing does a Mango Fest and engage customers. Each of this promotion is planned in advance and merchandise is also organized with attractive displays. So I'll just give you an example of Mango Fest. So the store marketing person knows that okay, mangoes will be available from the last week of February till the second week of June. So they need to plan and theme or a story how the visual merchandising will look, whether there is an offer. So in case if a customer is buying 3 dozen mangoes, so he or she is getting some product on it or some promotion is going on. So that has to be discussed well in advance with the regional office, regional marketing team or head office team. The plan has to be jotted down, everything. The head office communicates, okay, the promotion date, the start date and the end date. Who will the vendor, who will be supplying the artwork, or who will be supplying the signages. The execution has to happen. So in case the promotion is starting from 1st of March, so by 20th of Feb in the night, the communication, the signage should be up. So morning on the 1st of March when the customer walks in, he sees the Mango Festival, he sees the signage, he knows that okay, today's the offer is starting, and if he buys 3 dozen, probably he gets a free bowl or free jar. So the marketing person need to ensure that the signage is in place, the freebie is in a place, the mangoes have come in the store, inviting has happened, the slate or the black whiteboard is announcing the offer, and when a customer comes, he picks up 3 dozen of mango, he gets his free jar and he goes happily. So that's again creating a customer delight and a superior customer experience. Special communication on glass facade, flex, candies at store, proper banners in aisles and other multiple places. So these are the ways used by the store person. So there is a glass facade, so window is called a facade. So again, there would be a signage at the entrance. So if the entrance of the store has a glass walls, so there would be a signage which says, okay, buy and so product at so and so price, or the communication has to be there. Flex standee, so normally a 6x2 standee or roll up standee is used, where you can remove the offer from the stand and you can place that standees at the store entrance. So there is some more, there is different materials used by different marketing persons at the store entrance. So all these signages might be kept at the focal point at the entrance, at the drop down. Drop down banners, they drop from the aisle of the store or they drop from the atrium. So it's normally hung from top to bottom and the offer is kept on the banner. And there are different signages used in the IELTS at different places to communicate the offer. So basically they shout and they say, okay, so and so product is available at so and so price, or so and so new product is available, so and so free sampling is available, or you are getting so and so benefit. So all these signages they shout and they grab attention of the customers. Offer pamphlet handed over to every customer at store entrance. So one of the ways is when the customer enters the store, leaflet or a pamphlet is given announcing the offers, if there is a price off or if there is a new product launch. So that's given to educate the customer. Along with signages, regular in-store announcement must be done for the hot offers category wise. So when a customer walks in, he gets a leaflet along with, there might be 10 offers, out of which 3 offers are very lucrative. It happens that these 3 offers are regularly announced over the mic audio system, and it helps customer, it helps into sales. So all these 10 offers out of which all are not announced, probably 3 are announced, and those particular SKUs are pushed, probably if there are near expiry product or there is a store liquidation. So all these hot offers are announced by announcement, and different category people will promote different products with the help of announcements. For food products, sampling activity must be organized. So in case there is a new launch, if a customer is skeptical of buying that product, so probably he or she can go taste, have a look, taste it, see the price, ingredients, and if they are satisfied, probably that can help into buying. Special discount coupons for from trading as well as non-trading vendors should be given. So in case trading vendor would be your within the same partner or somebody who is supplying to the store. So in case if there is a free bowl being given along with a biscuit or a pack of cornflakes, so that is the offer given. There would be offer suggested by the category team which they have negotiated with the vendor. So vendor now provides the bowl, so that's the trading partner. Non-trading partner would be a cross promotion between a hypermarket or a departmental store with a salon, with a gym, or probably some other vendor where they are giving discount coupons. So that is again comes under the purview and the key result areas of the store marketing. Special offers even from the concessionaire stores after the cash deal. So there are other people who give different services. So in case the if there are parking charges are normally 50, but if you shop for 1000 rupees, the chances are that the concessionaire there are giving discount of 20 rupees, the parking instead of 50 is charged at 30. So these are basically different offers, different tie-ups which the store marketing person needs to do. He or she needs to keep his eye, ears open and see what, and he or she has to 365 days they have to check what offers are coming, how they can help customer in buying, how they can provide discounts, how they can generate footfalls. So these are basically few steps which the store marketing person has to do day in and day out. Contest will be sold to create excitement and engagement. So normally we keep contests and prizes where it helps increase footfalls. Maybe the products which are of aspirational value are kept as prizes. So somebody who cannot afford a plasma TV or bigger high-end product or something, so they keep a contest that okay, if you shop for 5,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees, there's a lucky draw. And if you participate and you put your coupon in, and if there's a lucky draw, you might win something which is you have dreamt of. So this helps into excitement and it keeps customer engaged and it helps customer to come back to the store regularly and satisfy their needs and make good satisfaction, satisfy their needs and get a superior customer delight or a customer experience. Cost to attract new customers is significantly more than to maintain the relationship existing ones. So cost to attract new customers is significantly more. So when you when a store marketing person or head office, they buy a billboard or they buy a hoarding, so that would run into lakhs of rupees. So getting one customer, new customer, is very expensive. Cost to attract new customers is significantly more than to maintain the relationship with the existing one. So getting new customers, buying a hoarding by lakhs of rupees is very expensive. Vis-a-vis, you can, if you are getting the same customer time and again, you can engage them, take their feedback, you can do a sampling activity, you can do leaflet, you can engage them in getting that customer back again, the cost is relatively very less. Customer loyalty can be achieved by offering a quality product with a firm guarantee, free offers, coupons, low interest rates on financing, high value trade-ins, extended warranties, rebates, other rewards and incentive programs. So customer programs can be used very effectively by the store marketing team as well as the head office or regional office team by offering quality product with a firm guarantee. So there could be a refrigerator brand which offers, which is that the refrigerator, where the product, the refrigerator will not get soil or will not get damaged, the compressor will come with a firm guarantee. So probably refrigerator brand will come with a firm guarantee that the compressor will work for 8 years and without damage, and in case something happens, they will replace the entire refrigerator or they will replace the entire compressor. So that is one of the example of firm guarantee. Free offers. So in case if you buy a particular refrigerator, you get, or if you get a microwave, if you are buying a microwave, you get microwave safe containers. So that is free offers. Coupons is again, there is a lucky draw, or if you purchase a refrigerator, you get a coupon free or a gift voucher free where you can buy any other product, which can be iron or which can be a juicer mixture. Low interest rate on financing. So this normally happens in high price product in case the customer is buying a plasma TV or an LED TV which starts from 35,000 to 45,000, 50,000 or to 1 lakh. So they can do financing, they can go to different financing companies. Few examples of financing companies are Bajaj Finance, it can be First Capital, customers can also buy mobile phones through this financing company. So different offers, different brands, different organizations provide low interest rate or free EMI option. So that is the example of low interest rates on financing. High value trade-ins. So in case if a customer is buying iPhone 7 or iPhone 6, costing between anywhere 45, 42, 50, 60,000. So they are returning their old phone. So the old phone will have a higher value for exchange. So that will help in buying the expensive product. Extended warranties and rebates. So again, in case a customer is buying a refrigerator which already has an 8-year warranty, but with a special offer for a festival, the customer might get additional 2 years. So 8 years plus 2 years, customer gets 10-year warranty guarantee on the compressor. In case anything happens, and within the 10 years, the entire refrigerator is replaced or the compressor is replaced free of cost. So these are the themes and incentive programs again, which comes under the purview of store marketing team, which they offer to the customers. Ultimate goal of customer loyalty program is to ease happy customers who return to shop again, create a positive word of mouth and influence more customers to visit store more and shop more regularly. So all these activities help customers to come back, shop again and again, and create more footfalls with regards of positive word of mouth influence. The customers who are happy will go on and do the marketing for that particular store or for that particular organization. This translates into happy customers giving more business. So once a customer is happy, they will go and they will tell to 10 people. Normally the marketing standards say they go out and they say 10 people. With the advent of social media and other medias, marketing medias, they now the reach is almost reaching to hundreds and thousands. A superior of shopping experience relates into more business for that store. Basically, customers collect points according to the sale of purchases, customer earn a future discount in exchange of this point. So in loyalty program, customers, there are different options available. So the basic example is if you shop for 100 rupees, you get 1 rupee as a point. So this 1 rupee works as, 1 point works as a 1 rupee. So whatever points you get accumulated in your card or online system, you can probably use those points as money and you can shop for that any other product. Customers earn a future discount in exchange of this point. So probably there are chances the customer can, if there are there is an option available that the customer has 100,000 points in his card or the loyalty program scheme, then they would probably get a 5% or 10% discount on a future discount on that particular product. So these are different options available in the loyalty program for the customers. Now loyalty cards are swiped at the cashier counter by billing and points equivalent to the bill value added in the card. So now the customer needs to carry the card most of the systems are online nowadays. The cards are getting redundant. People are not, the organizations are giving away the cards. So most of the systems run on mobile numbers. Wherein you shop something, you shop for 5,000. For every 100 rupees, you get 1 point. Similarly, if you shop for 5,000, the equivalent points get credited there and there, or probably within 24 hours, 40 hours, 48 hours free. So once that points are credited, the customer is free to redeem. They want to use those points, they can do it ASAP. That's as soon as possible. They can use it. They can get that discount. And everything is online nowadays. So it gives immediate notifications to the customers as well. Customized shopping data is captured and detailed analysis applies to generate visible insights in customer shopping habits and trends. So customer shopping data is captured by the store marketing person. So chances of consumer durable selling during festival or Diwali goes up. Or particular in case customers are shopping for refrigerator or AC during summer season, that's the basic data which is generated, that's the database generated. It gives analysis, it gives retail analytics, the insights, how is the buying pattern happening, how customers buy, what induces them to buy. So in case in during summers, normal temperatures are between 38 to 48, but in case it touches for 39, 40, it will push people to go and buy coolers, or it will push people to come out of their houses and pick up air conditioners. So probably this is an data which says that okay, because of temperature variation, this particular shopping has happened. So this is an insight. So again, the retail analysts, they will know, okay, the last year on the same day there was a temperature drop down, the temperature went up to 30 to 40 degrees, which had helped in selling around 20 coolers more compared to this year. So this is basically one data available, this is a point available for comparing last year's sale versus this year's sale. So normally this, there are analysis done, lot of analysis is done to how customer shops and what are the trends, what are the habits and what are the trends. So probably in summer, low calorie fryer is there. So in case some couple or some wants to enjoy pakoras, tea and pakoras during rainy season, the sales of low diet of fryer will go up. So that is habit, there is a trend. Trend can be people having a health conscious. So rather than picking up normal biscuit which has maida or trans fat, they would go for a digestive biscuit which is again as advertised, it is good for their health. This helps to migrate from a mere loyalty program to a more deeper customer relationship management, which is CRM. So all this data helps in customizing the offers for specific catchment, for specific customers, or probably there are this data available that during the festival, Diwali festival, people buy large amount product or large basket size product, which can be LED or plasma TV. Now the store marketing or head office marketing can sit with the financing company, can come out with a specific offer that for this period so and so customer can get interest free EMIs, or instead of getting 3 EMIs they can get 5 EMIs. So that will help into building a relationship with those specific customer using customer relationship management. Defaulter sales. Now, store marketing team engages with corporates and other institutions to sell defaulters. Defaulters, GVs are available in denomination of 50, 100, 300, 500, 1000. So, there are this called defaulters. It's a printed material. It's like another form of cash, sort of cash only. And a customer already at store can buy also by selling from the cash counter. So, nowadays, big hypermarkets, departmental stores, they all sell defaulters. Even different service industries, they sell gift vouchers. It can be salons, it can be different organizations. So this gift vouchers, there is a tie-up done with a corporate type which happens. And normally during Diwali or other, if somebody, some employees, employee of the month, probably the IT company will give a gift voucher of an hypermarket or a departmental store. So if this is just an example, if an IT company staff has one employee of the month, he or she probably gets a gift voucher of 5,000 rupees. Now this gift voucher can be of different denominations, right from 50, 100, 300, 500 to 50, depending upon the organization to organization. So now this IT person can go to the hypermarket or departmental store and he can pick up. So instead of making payment via cash, credit card, he can use this gift vouchers. So this he can purchase due the discount, the balance due option is 10,000 and he shopped for 10,500. The probably 500 has to pay by cash or card, but this 10,000 can be used as a mode of payment. So customer who's already in store can use this gift vouchers to make payment. He or she also can buy gift vouchers if he or she wants to gift it to someone. Now, if let's just give an example, if customer A is not sure of, he wants to give some gift to his friend B. Now, he is not aware of his likes and dislikes, and he is not sure if he buys a gift whether B will like it or not. So he can go, whatever it is his budget, he can buy different denominations gift voucher. He can give it to the B. Now this customer B, he can shop whatever he wants to. So he is not restricted to one particular category or one particular section of the store. He is free to buy multiple things. He can break the voucher. He can buy 10 different things, but the value remains the same. He can shop 10 items or he can shop one item using that gift voucher of 1,000 rupees. A proper must follow up in issue of GV and also acceptance of cash till and at the same at the cash till. So there is a audit point in that a proper record has to be maintained. So when a customer is issued gift vouchers, the details have to be captured, name, mobile number, and lot of other as per the audit system, internal audit system in place, all those requisite entries has to be made. That is one point. And when the gift vouchers are redeemed, when it's collected, there has to be a redeem stamp on it, and it has to be attached with a tender sheet, which the cashier gives it to the head cashier at the end of the day. So proper accounting while issuing and while redeeming has to follow. So that is the audit point, audit parameter check from the accounts team and accounts department. So this is what we learned from the store marketing. What a store marketing does. He or she does external ATL, BTL activities. ATL is normally done from head office and regional office. BTL is done at local level. The store marketing person does coordination with the VM team for offers. They does coordination with store managers. He or she talks to the store person, how the promotion is going on. So there's a lot of gamut of activities done by the store marketing team, which helps in increasing footfalls and repeat customers. Again, which will help an organization to grow, which will you week on week, year on year growth, and help in increasing profits. Thank you.